Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for January 27th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. Here's an update on the hard work by the restaurant lobby and the politicians it's been influencing on weakening the new minimum wage and paid sick leave laws in Michigan. Now, in case you missed it last Friday, the MAGA Republican majority in the State House passed a couple of bills that would roll back some of the changes in those laws, scheduled to begin next month after the state Supreme Court ruled a few months ago that those laws must go into effect. Now, the court ruled that way after it said that the Republican majority in Lansing back in 2018 acted unconstitutionally in watering down ballot initiatives in which the minimum wage would have gradually increased to a wage of $15 per hour while phasing out the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers and also increasing paid sick time leave requirements. And Republicans, along with then-Republican Governor Ricky Snyder, gladly weakened those initiatives after blocking them from going on the ballot and allowing the people to vote on them. You see, Republicans knew that voters would easily pass those initiatives, and they feared popular progressive policies such as those would increase voter turnout for Democrats. Now, fast forward to today, and MAGA Republicans are joining forces with the restaurant lobby to once again weaken those laws, which comes to no surprise to anyone. I mean, since when has the Republican Party ever favored the worker over management? I'm serious. When has that ever happened? But more disturbing is how this effort in the Michigan State House has turned bipartisan. It's just not MAGA Republicans voting to hurt workers, but a handful of Democrats joined forces to pass these bills. Wait, what? Six state House Democrats voted with Republicans to erase the phasing out of the minimum wage for tipped workers, keeping the tipped wage at 38% of the state's minimum wage. Six Democrats voted in favor of cutting or slowing down the minimum wage increases, and nine Democrats voted in favor of exempting businesses with 50 employees or less from the new paid sick leave requirements. So is this the lesson that Democrats learned as they ran a MAGA Republican-like campaign in the election? I mean, is the one lesson they learned is to hurt the working class even more while protecting the powerful corporate lobbying interest? Is that the lesson? Because that's odd to me, since that's not the lesson I learned. Now, of course, a majority of House Democrats voted against these bills, including Detroit Representative Helena Scott, who was quoted in Michigan Advance saying, "The narrative being pushed that raising the minimum wage for tipped workers will harm the industry is simply untrue. In states where tipped minimum, sub-minimum wages were eliminated, workers still earn tips, businesses continue to thrive, and workers take home more money." Yes, Representative Helena Scott is correct. But you see, it's the same old tired fear playbook used endlessly by corporate lobbyists that says it's not their fault that they have to supposedly lay off workers unless we arbitrarily keep their wages low and if we refuse to provide paid sick leave. No, it's our fault for trying to help workers. And for some reason, a good number of Democrats wilt under pressure whenever that playbook is used. Businessman Nick Hanhauer has a new book out titled Corporate Bullshit, Exposing the Lies and Half-Truths That Protect Profit, Power, and Wealth in America. And in an interview that he did with Current Affairs, Hanhauer explains how the corporate business lobbying community scares politicians to vote against pro-worker bills by claiming that they'll kill jobs. And Hanhauer says it's all done. It's all done just to create fear because, as the evidence shows, and I quote, "If you're really concerned about what's killing jobs in America, it's the concentration of income and wealth at the top. That is what's killing jobs." He's right. Concentration of wealth at the top and creating an unhealthy workforce hurts the economy even more than anything else. So why in the world would people back bills that hurt working Michiganders and thereby the state's overall economy because they fear the restaurant lobby? Why? Well, that's a question Michigan House Democrats like Noah Arbit of West Bloomfield, Tyrone Carter of Detroit, Amos O'Neill of Saginaw, Carol Glanville of Walker, Peter Herzberg of Westland, Tulio Liberati of Allen Park, Will Snyder of Muskegon, Karen Whitsett of Detroit, and Angela Whitwer of Delta Township all have to answer for. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.